Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, dial toll free and bring up what you want right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Dark J.
And you can join us right here on the airwaves by dialing in toll free at 855-450-FREE or joining us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in, you may hear some commentary this hour regarding an article that we spent the bulk of the show on here tonight, which is 23 Signs You're Secretly an Introvert from HuffingtonPost.com. I thought it was an interesting list. Most of it was pretty interesting. I didn't actually keep track of how many of them applied to me, but it probably at least half of them, I would say. I mean, just kind of recalling generally how I felt about it. There are actually people on our Facebook page who are saying they got 23 or 22 out of 23 of them, like that they're total introverts.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, because some of them I couldn't really identify with, but many of them I absolutely could.
Okay. Well, maybe this author is more accurate than I thought. You know, originally I thought that they were just trying to write it so that it sounds good. Like, oh, an introvert is wise, so everyone wants to be wise. But if someone felt like they can relate to 23 out of 23, maybe there's more to this than I thought.
Let's go to Josh. He's in Seattle. You're on Free Talk Live. And then coming up, open carriers in Texas arrested. We'll tell you more about that. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, gang. Love the show, guys.
Hey.
First-time caller.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, when that lady called about the gregarious introvert, it kind of read true to me, you know. I find that exactly the case here, man. Like,
Oh, no, you're breaking up, and we can't understand a word that you're saying, so I'm hoping that you'll find a clear cell here, and when you talk next, we'll be able to hear you. Go ahead, try again. Oh, no, it got even worse. He hung up. I don't imagine he hung up. I think the cell phone network hung up. Hopefully, Josh, you will call us back and be able to express yourself, because I don't know where you're going with that.
Sounds like he's the gregarious type. He was the one, maybe he was relating to this woman who called earlier.
Maybe, but he barely got a two words out. So we'll hope to hear back from Josh. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Meantime, we've got James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Yes, being the liar.
Oh, my goodness. That is awfully loud, James. Just going to turn you down for a moment. I think your microphone might be a little bit too hot, or maybe you're a little too close to it. Try that again.
Nothing's changed. Maybe the volume. For whatever reason, I don't care.
Yeah, Skype usually has its own adjustment.
I'm sorry to hear that. Speaking of the Myers-Briggs study that you've been discussing, I've always fancied you two just a libertine, progressive, intro, perverted phonies, if you ask me.
Okay.
And also like
what could
people.
Be phony about Derek J? I mean, he's always put himself out there. I feel like he's honestly who he is, and you know, he's honest
he
about that.
Support the umpire. If he doesn't support the empire, but he still chooses to live in it, I support the authorities that be to deny the little sissy a so-called right to bear arms, because I can name many reasons why I don't think you should ever carry a gun around, nor are you under any threat from anybody.
Oh, well, he has the right to carry a gun. He just can't carry it inside his shirt. He can't conceal it, according to the judge.
I don't think he's a former either. And I agree with the judge that he doesn't have the right to do the other.
Oh, you're such a libertarian, James.
Derek Gay, you like to make smears about me and say that I'm not Christian, and you even called me a misogynist minister because I make fun of your 12-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah, my girlfriend's not 12 years old.
I know. How was she when you started living with her?
That's none of your business. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, then I will. Speaking of some garbage podcast that I wanted to talk to you about last night before I got hung up on, speaking of relationships, it was very interesting to me that you literally, it was actually 20 minutes of boredom that you discussed with Chris Cantwell about relationships, but you never once mentioned the woman or the lady or the girl that you live with. I thought that was kind of ironic because if I had been Chris Cantwell, I certainly would have loved to ask you about the girl you live with. That most people in Keene would be mightily offended, not to mention if Jesus were here, Derek Gay, a guy living in sin with a girl, a 30-something-year-old man. That's disgusting.
Living in sin.
You're so angry. Yes, I just wonder.
Have you ever read the Bible? You said you were a Christian once, Derek Gay.
Yeah, I read the Bible. I was a Bible thumper, believe it or not. I was a hardcore evangelist.
We're not. Because if you think that Jesus would be nice to either one of you for the disgusting things you go around town doing to people that aren't right, that are absolutely wrong and disrespectful, and you're a part of a clan. You're a part of a cult, Derek, eh? And if you think Jesus would be nice...
Yeah, I think Jesus would be pretty nice. I mean, based on my understanding of Jesus, he was kind of a, you know, supposed to be this loving guy who hung out with prostitutes, and, you know, he would talk to people, you know, that he didn't necessarily agree with, right?
Ian, he didn't celebrate their livelihood of being a prostitute. He told them to stop doing it.
Yeah.
You never do that, Derek, eh? And no. I don't care that you... Male seeking male. I don't give a rat's ass about that. But you're not a good person.
How progressive of you.
Back up the part about me being not a good Christian, Derek.
Why are you so upset, James? Can we just relax? What relaxes you?
One thing I...
Alcohol.
I haven't had any alcohol today, and I haven't had any in 3 days, because I don't... Apparently, you think that I drink all the time.
I don't think that. I don't know anything about you, James. All I know is you got a couple DUIs on your rap sheet.
I have one, and I haven't gone and looked at your rap sheet nor anybody else's. And, yeah, I made the biggest mistake of my life. I went out to a bar that I was invited to, and I didn't want to go out, and it was on the other side of town, and I got liquored up for free for 2 hours. And, yeah, I was drunk when I left, and I got pulled over.
We all know, man.
I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah.
And but back up that not that Christian thing. By the way, again, who's doxing me on the online? By the way, which one of your calls?
I don't know. You've got me so tense. The way your voice is, I'm like freaking out right now.
Why? Because you're a little.
Can
sissy.
We calm down?
It was one of the listeners who was doxing you, James. Anyway. Yeah, okay. James is really upset. He's very judgmental. He seems to not really like you very much, Derek J.
No.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
You're so likable. I mean,
his energy
like
level.
Derek J.
I don't know. His
you're the
energy
only person,
level
James.
Crazy though. And you've got me all shaking now. I hear your voice shaking.
Let's back it up a little, Derek Gay. When you used to talk to me straight up and not be a judgmental and didn't lie to your audience and smear me, we got along just fine, didn't we, Derek Gay? Because you never heard me talk like this to you on your other show before you banned me. Because
did I break your heart?
You're a little sissy and a liar.
Thanks for the call. All right, that's enough of that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I have to say, Derek, you handle that very, very well.
You know, I just want to all get along. And he
doesn't want to get along, no.
Not yet. Maybe one day. Because he keeps calling in. He's got something. Like, I used to work for a crisis helpline, mm-hmm. and they say that if somebody calls, they're at least thinking at some level, you know, that they've gotten to a point where, yeah, they're asking for help. And I just wonder, what is he looking for?
He's reaching out.
Yeah, is he reaching out? And what is he looking for? Like some kind of acceptance, some sign of camaraderie? I don't know what he really wants. Or maybe just to be right, or to tear a hero down. I don't know. He seems to like knocking you, but he likes your show. He calls
it.
Yeah. So I don't know. What's he want? He's not going
to
tell us.
No, he wants to insult us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So we were talking about the being an introvert. If you'd like to comment on that, you're still welcome to do so at any point. Also, we still have to talk about the situation in Texas. People have been arrested, and was this a civil disobedience event, RJ? What happened, and where did it go down?
Well, in Texas, in Arlington, the article from TheBlaze.com begins, "Politics makes strange bedfellows, and so does political resistance. Texas open carry advocates are taking a page out of the Black Panthers playbook as cop watchers follow police around wielding cameras and guns." The Daily Beast reported, "Libertarian-leaning open carry advocates in Arlington, Texas, operate a loose sort of alliance, staking out DUI checkpoints and following leads from police scanner chatter to observe the police in action and assert their legal rights. A lot of what we do here in Keene.
This sounds a lot like Cop Block, not Cop Watch, but I guess Cop Watch could still be doing things like that as well. You don't hear about Cop Watch very often. They're still out there, though.
Well, this week, some advocates got arrested.
I want to find out more about that. We'll get the details, and you can share your thoughts, especially if you've been in a similar situation. Have you been, cop watching or cop blocking with an open carry firearm? How'd that go for you? It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. When the Civil War ended, victorious Union leaders took the opportunity to change the Constitution in three dramatic ways. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery, the 15th made former slaves voters, and the 14th halted the ability of states to diminish individual rights. Formerly, state governments were able to violate individual rights because the Bill of Rights didn't apply to them. The 14th Amendment gave Americans a new federal guarantee. No state could abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens or deprive them of life, liberty, or property without due process or deny them equal protection of the laws. If states now tried to tyrannize citizens as they had done to slaves and white abolitionists, the federal government could intervene. The Civil War amendments completed the promise that all men are created equal with certain inalienable rights. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, even if it's just to sling some insults against the host of the show. You can certainly do that, too. Though it's not the most interesting radio, we'll let you do it. You can bring up anything here. That's the point of Free Talk Live. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of features on our website, including a mobile site. For those of you with smartphones, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to our streams, our live streams, as well as the podcast. So it's an easy way when you're on your phone to get quick access to tune in to Free Talk Live. That's m.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, more on the Texas open carry arrests here in a moment. But first, we've got Steve. He's in Tallahassee listening to WVFT. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Ian?
Welcome. You're on the air.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so I just wanted to get an opportunity to throw some verbal mud at you. No, I'm kidding. But and that guy was really, really angry, and I do not understand it.
Yeah, and he calls back over and over, like he's calling back right now. Like on Skype, you can see the person calling, right, whenever they're calling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, I know that guy. You know, like,
yeah, he calls over and over again after he gets off the air. He calls every night, so it's not like he doesn't have a chance to get his thoughts out on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I know. I mean, he's got to know you have a one-call rule per night, you know.
He does.
But yeah. He's just wanted to harass you. But, man, I mean, that's love thy neighbor. That's pretty far off mark there, but
yeah, he doesn't really sound like a Christian, does he? Like, he claims to be a Christian, but there's not a whole lot of love coming out of James.
No, you can disagree with somebody all you want, but you know, I mean, I can disagree with people, but I'm not going to force them into anything. I mean, I'm over the years, I've moved more and more in a libertarian movement, you know, more and more that direction,
sure.
From just a conventional conservative to going, man, these guys are really messed up. But the one hang-up, and I wanted to ask you about this, and you kind of answered the question by getting James on the phone, is you got a lot of angry people saying they're Christians calling in. And I wanted to frankly ask, like, it sounds so often, omit James from this conversation, it sounds so often that you guys seem to be really negatively canted towards Christianity. Is there a specific reason for that other than James? And angry people like that.
James are the worst examples of Christians. I mean, Christian is supposed to be being Christ-like, and I don't see a lot of that out of the people who call themselves Christians. I mean, that's my answer, but Derek J., go ahead.
I'm against Christianity because it's anti-rational, and I feel I was lied to. I was raised a Christian.
Okay.
I'm not against Christians, though. Like, I don't have a problem with... There are a number of Christians in the Liberty Movement. For instance, Varen Swearingen, who was the president of the Free State Project for a number of years. He's a he's a very nice guy. I happen to like him very much, and we can interact just fine. And there have been others who are like him, that they're very, very devout Christians. But I've never once felt pressured from Varen. I've never felt like... You have to join or you will burn in hell. Like, I'm sure that's what he believes, but he's never, you know, come right out and like, bashed anybody over the head with that. And I find that the pushiness of many Christians is very off-putting. And I used to be a Christian as well, by the way. I went to Christian camp years of my life. I was actually one of the sort of... I never got to the level of camp counselor, but I could have been had I kept going in that direction. But I was, you know, like washing dishes at the camp. And
did you sing church and stuff?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Service,
I could
right?
I can sing some camp songs. With the best of them. But so, you know, it's not to say I don't have experience. I do. I've got experience, you know, in the Christian world and knowing Christians and knowing how many Christians are so unlike. Wasn't it Gandhi, I think, who said something like, you know, your Christians are so unlike your Christ?
I like your Christ, but I do not like your Christians.
Yeah, so I think that's the issue with me.
Took the quote right off the tip of my tongue. And you're right. It is. It's not rational. You know, definitely a faith involved, not a rational thought. But anyways, I just wanted to touch base with you guys. I love the show, and just keep keep doing it, man. I'm getting closer and closer that way. Absolutely.
Well, anybody who really sits down and thinks about the issues would likely go in a more liberty-minded direction, I think, over time, just because the Republicans and Democrats are so obviously transparent to anyone who takes the time to really look at things. And I appreciate you taking that time, and thanks for your call tonight, Steve. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I get along fine with good Christians. I separate Christians into two categories. The good Christians who actually try to emulate Christ and, you know, try to be loving towards people who they don't agree with necessarily. And then people like James who are just, you know, on high, you know, high mountain looking down and shooting barbs at everybody who they disagree with and being rude and being nasty and, you know, telling somebody they're going to hell because of their behavior and just being just very off-putting. How I feel about that.
I think there are lots of different kinds of religious people, but I kind of cut it this way. I say there are culturally religious people and then those who are just like dogmatically religious. And the difference would be a culturally religious person could be born to any family on any part of the planet, and they believe in sharing, being good to your neighbor, and doing what you say, being honest, these types of things. Then the dogmatic religious believe in, you know, tithing or certain rituals. And I've always had a place in my heart for the culturally religious because they don't really care what's in their Bible. They can pick and choose about their dogma. But what's important to them is being a good person and being a good neighbor. And, like, if you want to call that religion, great. I'm okay with that.
But even somebody who has a dogmatic,
a good person.
Anybody, even people who have a very stringent belief system can still be good people.
Sure, but then they fall down the bad path of being like, if you strictly adhere to dogma, you're going to have to deal with bad writings in the Bible, like
it's
Leviticus.
True. It's not as thoughtful.
You can't be like, oh, well, you know, we should be good to our neighbors, but also stone the gays. I mean, that's
no good.
It's not compatible.
Right. No, I share where you're. I can understand where you're coming from there. I guess I just, you know, if somebody's got a dogmatic viewpoint that is more understanding and allowing, then that's fine with me. Like I'm not judgmental towards that. Whatever it is that makes somebody happy, I don't care. You know, like if adhering to a certain set of strictures in your life is very important to you, whether it's not imbibing in alcohol or whatever it is the rules are that you're following, you don't eat pigs, that kind of thing. Whatever rules, arbitrary rules have been handed down by another man, by the way, which is where all these things come from, that's fine, you know, so long as you're not forcing it on me, it doesn't bother me. Like Dobby Barker, I mean, he's a Muslim, he's not going to eat certain things due to, you know, what the Muslim religion believes, but I think he's a wonderful guy who I get along splendidly with.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, so, yeah, I judge people based on how they come off and how they treat others, and if you treat others with respect and you care and you obviously love people, then I don't care what your religious beliefs are, but if your religious beliefs are to be discriminatory and rude and nasty, then, not a fan.
Well, I just limit my exposure to anyone who's dogmatically religious, and you know, it just makes me uncomfortable to hear silly things be said, you know, like sky ghost talk and stuff. It just makes me uncomfortable.
Well,
I mean, my family talks like that.
Well, but that's just it. Like I was saying with Varen Swearingen, he doesn't talk about that stuff when you're around him, right? Like, I bet if you went to Bible study with him, then you'd get to hear some of that. But if you're just sitting at, the lunch table at the Liberty Forum with him here in a few months, he's not going to be talking about those things. Yeah. And so even if they have a dogmatic belief system, as long as they're keeping it to themselves, that's okay with me, too. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But somebody who thinks they're better than you because they have a certain religion, that's a problem. We're coming up. You take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075.
Call 1-800-881-1075.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-let sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. Did you know we've got an email list? Well, you can join that by going to freetalklive.com. I know, it's old school, right? Email. Who does email anymore? Well, actually, a lot of people still do email, and it's still a good way to make sure something gets in front of you, because if you're on Facebook and you're liking our page on Facebook, unless you've taken the time to hover over the like button and then select get notifications, you're probably only seeing, like, 2% or 10% at the most of what we actually post to Facebook. And the email list is more important stuff about Free Talk Live. Like, the Facebook page is good, but we also post all our show prep there and other stuff during the daytime. But if you want to get less contacts from Free Talk Live, fewer contacts, I guess is more accurate, fewer contacts, and you also want them to be more relevant to the show, then the email list is the best place to do that. So go and get signed up. Go to freetalklive.com. Look in the left-hand column. You'll see the sign-up box there for the email list. Just drop your email address in there, and you'll get updates from Free Talk Live on new radio stations that we get on board, and our weekly digest that comes out that kind of goes over some of the most voted on stuff as submitted by you to our website at freetalklive.com. So again, that's where you go to get signed up for the email list. Basically anything important to the show, any important show related stuff usually goes out to the email list first. So go to freetalklive.com, look on the left hand side for that email sign up box. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's go first to Travis, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hey, Travis.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Great. I just happened to tune in. I'm actually just riding through West Virginia right now, and just tuned in as you guys were commenting about Christianity and how you guys kind of grew up in around the Christian environment, and now you kind of moved away from that, and just wanted to respond to some of the things you guys were saying, if I could.
Please.
Have you ever, maybe just by clarity, have you ever had maybe someone think something about you or say something about you that wasn't necessarily true and then someone believed it?
Oh, all the time.
Right? So that was a bad representation of who you were, but it never really changed who you really are. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So if someone misrepresents you, it doesn't really change who you are. And it is true, and I agree with you guys, that for sometimes that as Christians, we do misrepresent who Christ is. But that in no way changes who he is.
Who is he?
And he is the Son of God. He is our Savior. And he is the only way to really have a relationship with God. And also,
well, that's
like
your opinion,
say,
and you're certainly welcome to have it. I disagree. I mean, as a panentheist, I think that everybody has a relationship with God, and I think that we're all interconnected with God. So, I mean, I just have a completely different belief system, and, you know, yours absolutely is based on what you were told, and that's fine. It's just,
well, you guys were told the same thing, but you don't believe it. So
I couldn't prove it.
I would challenge you to. I couldn't prove it at first either, but it was.
Oh, but now you have proof.
Absolutely, you know the proof that I have. The proof that I have is the same proof that you would have if I was to tell you, "Hey guys, I went to this restaurant yesterday and the food is delicious," and you would say, "Really?" And I would say, "Yes, I tried it, and I know that it's delicious." Now, you could believe me at my word and walk away and say, "Hey, yeah, Travis said he has some great food." Or you could actually go to the same.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, Travis, I think we're losing you, your cell phone. I think what he was saying, though, is that, you know, you could go and find out for yourself and try the same restaurant, maybe suggesting, he did drop off the line, maybe suggesting the same thing for a religion, that you could try Christianity, but you've already tried Christianity, right, Derek Day, and it wasn't for you.
Yeah, it's not just that it wasn't for me, it's that I couldn't prove the things that I was being told and the things that I was telling other people.
And they
like
can't
I mentioned,
prove it either.
I was becoming evangelistic. I was telling other people that these things were true, and then when they would come back at me and say, "Well, how do you know?" I didn't have any evidence for
that. Well, that's what my pastor told me. That's what my mom and dad told me.
That's not good enough.
Right.
I mean, that's anecdotal. He's talking about a restaurant and food being delicious, but we know what food is, and we have a concept of being delicious, but when people talk about God and God exists, to me, he couldn't define what God is. That's mm-hmm. always a problem. If you can't define something but you're saying it exists,
well,
that's trouble.
How do you define God? I mean, beyond the idea of it's a something that's greater than yourself, right? Like, you know,
but there are a lot of things that are greater than ourselves,
true.
And we can point to those examples. When people are describing God, they usually describe
supreme
it as
being.
Yeah, they describe God as everything that is not existence, and that's a problem too. So if you're like, oh, it's a spirit. It's everything that is not existence as we know it. So,
which is one way to define God, but that's not the way I would define it, right? Because as a panentheist, I think that everything that exists is God, and everything that doesn't exist. So the metaphysical and the physical, it's all God.
Yeah, I guess that would be the one exception then, isn't it?
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We got a full board of calls here. Let's go to them and talk to Jim in Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jim.
Anytime you'll pose those questions again, Derek Gay, I'd be happy to answer.
Oh, you know, we have a one call per night policy on the show, and we, you know, ask people to respect that policy. Let's move on. Tim is listening in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Tim, listen to Kiva.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was just wanted to express my thoughts on religion.
Yes.
First of all, My first thought is, like, to me, they're all a bunch of books, if you think about it. And to me, it's more like an over-glorified book club. But me, I still have my faith. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
And
what is your faith?
Well, I've read a lot of these books, but I had to go out and have my own experience. And like you were talking with that earlier caller about, like, what is God, I felt like a lot of the time that it is everything. And that's one thing, like, I really respect with DMT and ayahuasca and stuff like that. Is it helps you experience what that true definition is.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that point.
I do not. And I've experienced DMT as well. I can see what you're saying, but that doesn't prove God or prove anything.
Oh, no, yeah, totally. It's also a mix of psychology, I feel like, because a lot of people come from different backgrounds and different sets, and I feel like it's that. And one of the points I wanted to comment on earlier also that you had on your show is you're talking about people who get on this high horse about religion,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, I've had some good friends who like have gotten on that high horse. Usually I'll just read whatever book that they're reading or whatever that they're forming these opinions off of, because usually a lot of the time I find that people are reading books, so like their opinions of other people's opinions, essentially. And so I'll be talking to people with to certain religions, and I'll get really confused because it's another person's version of what's twisted. Because, are you familiar with, like, the New Age philosophy and everything like that, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, here in New Mexico, I feel like there's a really big New Age community. But nothing really defines New Age because it's parts Hinduism, parts Buddhism, some parts of Catholicism, and some of them are thrown together, and a lot of them I've noticed are there's a certain parts of the story that agree with each other. Do you understand?
Sure. Well, I can see that. I mean, having as a panentheist, when I read through other religious texts, I can see a lot of things that sort of back that up. I kind of liken my viewpoint to some extent in a way to sort of being in a religious buffet. I like to, if I'm reading through a religious book of some sort and I see something that, you know, that feels right, then that's, that looks good. So, you know, there's like some stuff I like about Christianity, some stuff I like about being a Muslim, some stuff I like about...
Wait a minute. That's not how things are decided. You don't choose whether or not something is correct based on whether or not it feels good.
Why not?
Because there's a correct and incorrect.
Is there?
Yeah, sure. Like, maybe 4 plus 4 is 8, and if you say it's 9, you are incorrect.
Maybe there's something correct for you, but something correct for someone else that's not necessarily correct for you. Like, your sexual preferences aren't the same as me, but they're both correct, aren't they?
You can't use correct in that context.
Tim, thanks for the call tonight, man. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of...
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but if you don't get your call in tonight, don't worry. We do this thing 7 nights per week, and we're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time every single night. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features you will find there on the site. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you don't have to be of the same religion as the hosts. In fact, you can't be because the Free Talk Live hosts have different religions or the lack thereof. Derek J., would you define yourself as an atheist?
Yes, I'm a teapot agnostic or an atheist.
Teapot agnostic.
Yeah, that's, to be precise, I can't disprove God. I can't say with certainty that no God exists, so I can't be an atheist. But Bertrand Russell said that he was a teapot atheist in the same way that...
Teapot agnostic or teapot?
Teapot agnostic, correct. In the sense that... he is an agnostic to the idea that there is currently a teapot sitting in the rings of Saturn.
So it's because he doesn't know.
It's very unlikely that there is a teapot in the rings of Saturn.
Could be.
He can't prove there's not, but he's pretty certain there's not.
Okay.
I'm an agnostic in that sense toward God.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm pretty certain as I can be. I just can't prove it.
We will take your calls here. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And again, if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier. It makes such a big difference. It's so important for you to do this. If you enjoy the show at all on a regular basis and we're worth $5 a month to you, then keep it in mind that that $5 is not going to paychecks. It's going to promote Free Talk Live. It's going to advertise, market, and promote. That's That's what AMP stands for, A-N-P, Advertise, Market, Promote. The idea is that $5 gets combined with other people's $5, and then we buy stuff like radio station advertisements to reach out to program directors. Daryl is one of our affiliate relations people. He's normally on Friday nights, and he's doing a great job with affiliate relations for Free Talk Live, and that means he calls radio stations and pitches the show to them. That's also something that I do as well. So we have two affiliate relations people, but I don't take payment for it. Daryl does. I guess technically that does go to a paycheck, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know.
It's specifically for the purpose of advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. I guess by paycheck, I mean Mark and I don't see any of it. And also, let's see, we use some of the money to go to conventions, industry conventions, to sort of schmooze it up with the big wigs in the business, as well as if a new radio station affiliates need hardware, if they need a satellite receiver, we'll buy the receiver for them just to get them on the air, to get Free Talk Live on the air. If you like the idea that Free Talk Live's on 150 radio stations, more than 150 stations, and you want to see that number go to 200, 300, 400, we can do that for $5 a month from you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the site. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only Facebook group, which is a lot of fun. Also the AMP-only forum and the AMP-only podcast and more. Go get the details. Get signed up, please. Makes a big difference for us. amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Al, he's in Bangor, Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Al.
The knowledge of God is in the hearts of all men and all peoples. From the beginning of time, there are two proofs. One is the creation that you can see, the earth, the stars, the moon. Second,
well, how is that proof of God? That just because something exists doesn't mean God exists.
The second proof is that God punishes sin. You remember a radio talk show host, Opie and Anthony?
Yeah, I'm familiar generally with the show, but I'm not really familiar as far as a listener.
They had a prank on their show that they would go into St. Patrick's Cathedral and do something blasphemous. It was a couple.
Oh, yeah, they were having sex in one of the,
yes,
whatever it was, the confessionals, I think.
Very close to 1 year to the day, the fellow was 35 years old, dropped dead of a heart attack with no prior history of heart disease. That's the second proof.
Oh, wow, that's proof.
You say that you do not believe in God.
Well, I do, actually. It's Derek J. who doesn't.
He does. J. does believe in him. But because of sin, sin alienates us from God and makes us hate God.
Yeah.
So you're without an excuse. And not believe in God, there are many.
You know, Al, as somebody who believes in God, just not your God, I'm a panentheist. You haven't really given any proof whatsoever.
Well,
I'm sorry, but the existence of something is not proof of its of the creator of it is God.
Yeah, you said the knowledge of God is in the hearts of men. Al, are you aware that knowledge doesn't lie in the heart?
Well, that's an absurd statement.
No, well, yours is an absurd statement. You're trying to play tricks with language.
No, I'm stating you the clear truth, and you, obviously, you know very well.
You know who else was a trickster? Satan. Satan's a trickster. Maybe you're an agent of the devil, Al.
See, you're mocking religion right now because of your hatred of God.
No. You're mistaking me for Derek J. I don't hate God. I like the idea of God. I believe in God. But I will mock some religions, absolutely, because some religions are pretty ridiculous.
Well, the ethical teaching, the proof, one of the proof of the divinity of Christ are the words of Christ. There were never his disciples said, you're laughing?
Yeah. What you're saying is that because Christ said some stuff, therefore he's God? I mean, there are a lot of people who claim to be Christ. Do you believe all of them, too?
Listen, his disciples said, you have the words of eternal life. To whom else should we go? That means that his sayings were so different and so profound, and even scholars who are not Christians realize that he came to earth. He gave mankind a teaching which was entirely different from any other religion.
Well, the
not entirely different. What did he teach that
absolutely
was different from any other philosopher?
Different.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of retreads in the Christian religion. A lot of old stuff from like the pagans and things like that's been sort of repackaged.
No, that is.
And further, Al, after Christ was Muhammad, who was delivered a message from, I believe, the angel Gabriel to try to clarify some of the things in the Bible. Do you also believe in what Muhammad was teaching?
Absolutely not, because the ethical content of Muhammad's teaching is directly opposite of Christ.
That's not true at all. That's not true at all. In fact, he talked a lot about Christ. Have you read the Quran?
A little bit. No.
All right.
I want to back up for a second because I want to point out one quick leap in logic that Al makes. He was saying
one of them? Okay.
Well, here's one that anyone can identify. Relatively quickly, creation exists, therefore God exists, was his argument. Is that right, Al?
No.
Okay.
You can see from creation that there was a creator because of the order in it.
Okay. And so you're saying that things that are ordered need to be created?
Things which are ordered are created, yes.
And when was God created?
What a silly question.
Well, what do you mean?
He was not created.
Well, God's orderly, right? Well, wait a minute. You're saying that creation exists, so it had to have been created. Well, God exists, right? So that had to be created, too.
You seem confused.
Seems to follow.
You allow me to speak the truth.
Oh, you've been speaking plenty. Thanks for the call, Al. We've got other people who want to talk. Let's go to Brandon in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brandon. Brandon in Detroit, going once. Brandon in Detroit, going twice. We'll put him back on hold. Maybe we'll get a chance to get back to him. We've also got Alma in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live, Alma.
Hey, sweetie. All right.
Hey, Alma.
Ian?
Yes, sir. Or man.
Is this Ian?
Yes.
All right. You know, I thought it was pretty sad that man attacked you the way he did tonight.
Oh,
you know,
James?
It was, because my last name is that. So I do remember that name. But anyway, you know, we all have our own beliefs. Everybody can have their own belief. You don't attack people for their beliefs.
Right.
We're all responsible for our souls. And it's none of my business what you do with your soul. You know? I have to deal with my soul.
I'm with you.
Everybody deals with their own soul. We don't attack other people. I've been attacked many a times because I smoke. Oh, you're going to hell because I smoke, you know?
Jeez, you're going to go to hell just for smoking? Is that one of the Ten Commandments?
No,
I thought there were cigarettes in hell.
It is not. And if I drink a beer, I'm going to hell too. What was the first?
Didn't Jesus turn water into wine?
What was his first miracle he did?
Exactly.
He turned water into wine. His first
miracle.
That's Baptist.
Oh, Baptists are coming down on you. Okay. You answered my question before I could even spit it out. Thank you.
I claim only to be a Christian now. And my church is at my table. I've read my Bible 5 times. I can battle with you and my Bible anyway, but lose.
But battling's no fun, and that's not very
nice. No, it says in the Bible, you do not battle over the Word of God. You walk away.
There you go. And thank you, Alma, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing it from you. See, now that's the kind of...
I'm going to say that again to you.
I love you too, Alma. Thank you for that. Thank you. And that's the kind of religious person I can get along with. Somebody who's just loving and caring and, you know, whatever their beliefs are. That's not an issue to me. If they're not pushing them on me. And don't forget, DerekJ.me tomorrow or on his show, he'll talk about what he was going to talk about.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.